Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Courtney Thomas with your news briefing. Police are scouring southern Gold Coast beaches trying to find a missing woman. A man reported seeing a woman being swept off the rocks into the water at Currumbin Beach around 9:30 last night. It's understood she might have been fishing in the moments before. Acting Superintendent Scott Knowles says the police chopper is being used, but it's tricky because of the weather.
It presents it even more difficult that this male has left the scene prior to us arriving, which gives us very limited information to run on.
Approval for the building of the first stage of the Coomera Connector has been given the green light by the state government. Works are due to start by the end of the month. And it's understood a deal has been brokered on how the referendum for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament will be rolled out. We're hearing an official pamphlet outlining the yes and no arguments, as well as a neutral campaign outlining the process and detail on the change itself will be rolled out. However, there will not be equal funding for both campaigns. The sport, Jared Wallace says imagining Friday night's Battle of Brisbane gives him goosebumps. The Dolphins will face the Broncos and it'll be a tight tussle. Both sides are undefeated. He says he's expecting a similar vibe to State of Origin.
You could not have written a better script for Friday night against, you know, first game against the Broncos, being the two Brisbane teams at a packed house Suncorp Stadium.
And in the AFL, the Gold Coast Suns could be boosted by the return of a senior player ahead of round two against Essendon. Running defender Lockie Weller has been cleared to return to action and will be available for selection.